Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Joseph Gittler, founder and chairman of Lekkit Israel, an organization that gathers surplus food and distributes it to those in need. Mr. Gittler, how and where does Lekkit collect its food?
Lekkit normally collects its cooked food, which are excess meals which have not been served, from hotels throughout the state of Israel, corporate cafeterias, army bases, events, a real wide swath of places throughout the country, about 3 million meals in a typical year. And we also have a very large project where we work with the farming community, either farmers directly or kibbutzim, moshavim, and the retailers, to make sure that their excess crops don't go to waste but are used to feed those who can't afford it.
Are there restaurants that cooperate with you?
Because we're in the bulk business, generally we pass restaurants and smaller establishments on to partners of ours who are more local organizations, and they can pick up the food when food is available.
How have all the closures due to coronavirus affected this?
Our meal collection, which averages nearly 10,000 meals a day, is down 90%, meaning we're collecting about 1,000 meals a day, primarily from some army bases that are still open, but all the food that we collect from corporate cafeterias and from hotels, which are two of our three main pillars, are completely closed. That's nothing compared to the people that Lekkit normally serves, who are suffering with the corona virus or the implications of all these closings, and then doubly so, their finances are so difficult in normal times as well.
So that percentage you mentioned basically translates out to the percentage of people in need who are no longer able to rely on you.
That's correct. And because of that, we've done something which we normally don't do. We, even though we're a food rescue organization and our focus is making sure that leftover food doesn't go to waste and then using that to feed the poor, what we've decided to do is, because no food is available, we have started a campaign to raise funds to buy food. And what that does is it's really a double whammy. It allows us to purchase food and then help some of our partners who normally give us food for free to put some of their employees back at work, which is a very nice thing to do. And it's allowing us to continue our service a little different than normal, but we're already purchasing nearly 4,000 meals a day. And we hope within the next few days, if the funds come through, to be able to get back up to the numbers that we normally do through rescue.
You are listening to Joseph Gittler, founder and chairman of Lekkit Israel, an organization that gathers surplus food and distributes it to those in need. Do you have paid employees?
Sure. Well, Lekkit's a very large organization. We will, in a typical year, distribute a couple of million meals and tens of millions of pounds of fruits and vegetables, and we do a lot of other things which we won't talk about today. We have about 110 staff members, most of them engage in logistics, truck drivers, warehouse workers, forklift operators, volunteer coordinators, food raisers. Big responsibility for those of us who worry about the finances of the organization.
Have you had to send any workers home?
We have made the decision as of today not to send any. I mean, they're working from home, but we haven't put anyone on unpaid leave. We are trying to the fullest extent of our financial abilities to keep all of our employees fully paid, working where possible. And we know that if we're able to accomplish that, that will be paid back in spades with hard work and loyalty in the future.
Is there a takeaway from this situation? Is there something that Lekkit Israel is going to learn and change and adapt to?
First of all, I want to say that I'm extremely proud of our staff and our employees. You know, I'm mostly talking to donors, talking to people like yourselves, trying to raise funds. I'm not delivering food. People are doing that. I've learned how incredible our staff is. I've learned that we're always going to need risk management practices in place for unseens. I think we're going to have to try to build up our reserves so that even if something like this ever happens in the future, not even one day will pass where we can't take risks and make sure to feed those people who rely on us. We've had, I don't even know the number, thousands and thousands of donations over the last few days. We need more. We're trying to raise nearly $2 million so that we can purchase 9,000 meals a day for the next 5 weeks. And I hope by the end of these 5 weeks that we'll be able to get back to doing what we normally do, which is rescuing food, because the world loves to waste food, especially in wealthy Western countries.
Joseph Gittler, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.